For Kiwanis, and that is, believe it or not, our 8th annual Bartlesville Holiday Wreaths and More.
And we say more because there's more than just wreaths.
There is. So we had some big changes last year, one of which was we had to do the whole event virtually, which turned out great. And the other thing we did is we really did and more. So the event now is not limited to wreaths. It is open to any creation that an organization wants to enter. So kind of taking a step back here, this event that was created 8 years ago was created to be a fun little holiday fundraiser for nonprofit organizations in the community. And since we started out, we've had from 30 to 40 organizations participating each year. And what the organizations do is each one is allowed to submit one item to be sold by silent auction. And as I said, last year we opened it up, so we're not limited to wreaths. And we had some beautiful mantle swags and centerpieces and all sorts of other creations. So we're really looking forward to that even expanding this year. Wreaths are still allowed, of course, and it is holiday time, but we've really seen some great creativity, and we always look forward to that. The organizations come up with great ideas. So we sent out the invites to participate a couple of weeks ago, and by the way, we send the invites to people who have participated in the past.
Little gift from the airlines.
Yeah, well, gift from the grandson, actually. So we send out invitations to the organizations that have participated in the past. So if you didn't get yours, nonprofit organization in town, feel free to give a call to the Kiwanis hotline, which is 918-977-3400. And in the menu selection, wreaths is number 4. So if you press number 4, you'll get to us, and we can get that right out to you. We're also posting the application on our Facebook page, so you can get it there as well. But what's important is the deadline to send in your application is next Friday, September 17. And one of the reasons why, and the main reason why, we've kind of moved the event up. Once upon a time, we did it the 1st of December, and now we do it in November because we launched the event in the November Bee Monthly magazine last year, and we're planning to do that again. So the important dates for that are: get signed up by September 17 and then submit a photo of your
your wreath or your more, as they say.
Submit a photo of your entry. And that's just an email of a photo, so it's real easy.
And, of course, once again, you know, we got to get this in by September 17th, but the photo's got to get there by October 11th.
That's right.
Okay, very good.
And then we go, we're keeping all our fingers crossed that we'll be back in person this year.
Oh, great. I hope so, too.
And all the items will be on display at the Hilton Garden Inn from November 1st. Through November 11th.
There we go. And we're going to have the check-in on Halloween. Boo!
Right. Right. Sunday the 31st is when we check them in.
Now, a lot of these nonprofits will go into the situation here. You got a little water coming back at you behind you. There you go. And then they stand to actually benefit from this financially with the votes that come about, right?
Absolutely. So there's several ways that the organizations can do some fundraising. First of all, their item will be sold by silent auction. And, you know, that's can be some pretty good change.
It can be. It can
and then,
take care of a few bills.
As Tom mentioned, we actually do voting for the people's choice. And we have a first and second prize there, and those are cash prizes. And then the Grand Marshal of the Christmas Parade who hasn't been announced yet, but we're about to.
All right.
We'll select a Grand Marshal's choice, which is another cash prize. And then at our finale party on November 11th, where we close out the silent auction and the voting, and all the organizations have a booth, and they can actually do fundraising at their booth.
Well, how do you like that? That's three ways to really make it worth your while.
Absolutely. But you know what? The organizations have said to us in the past, one of the things that they really love about this event and the finale party is the opportunity to network with other organizations.
You'd be surprised how often organizations can help one another and really complement each other in the way that they serve our communities.
Right, and they don't have a lot of opportunities to get together in one room to do that.
Yeah. It's amazing all the good things that can happen just with the spirit of Christmas in the air.
Right.
Yeah.
So anyway, like I said, the important thing is to get your application in. If you didn't get the invite, we're all sent out by email. Just call the Kiwanis number.
Yeah, there you go. And it's on the Facebook page.
It's on the Facebook page.
Line 4.
Right, yeah. It's 918-977-3400. Press 4.
Press 4.
And you'll get right to the wreath hotline. So get your application in. And then send your photo by October 11th. And once you get your application in, you'll be on the mailing list and get a few emails from me along the way. Reminders to get your photo in. But that worked so great. Everybody loved the spread in the Bee Monthly with the photos of all the items. So then that would facilitate going online and
making
a bid for the item, which, by the way, we'll actually close the online portion at noon on November 11th. So you do have to actually come to the party
to see if you won,
to make sure you get your winning bid in and to vote for the People's Choice item. So, you know, it's a lot of fun, and we've been so encouraged by all the great comments, and you know, everybody enjoys it and we really have some creative designers in this town, as I'm sure everybody knows.
Oh, golly, yes, indeed. It's incredible. Last year, what a display.
Right. And by the way, if you are a designer and you would like to design something for an organization, call that number as well, because we always have some organizations who would like to participate.
But
they need help.
Yeah.
So if you're a designer and you'd like to help, feel free to call and let us see if we can match you up with somebody.
All righty. That sounds great. Karen Wilson, this is really wonderful. Of course, right after that, it's the Christmas parade. I don't want to overwhelm you, but that is a coming. And boy, for the folks who are moving to Bartlesville, and we have a lot of people that have moved in over this past year alone, if you've never seen an evening time Christmas parade right here, the Kiwanis, they do a great job, and we're always so happy to help and put it on K1TV.com.
Right, and that'll be the first Saturday in December.
Uh-huh.
As always, the first Saturday in December, the parade kicks off at 6:30 from the Phillips parking lot. So come right down Main Street.
And, you know, last year, although folks were spacing out like they're supposed to,
right,
because of that, there was really not an empty spot along the parade route. So many folks were just itching to get outside and be at an outdoor place where it was safe enough and they could actually see something and just have fun. And my goodness sakes, that was the recipe.
And I know we're all looking forward to that cooler weather.
At least today we are, that's for sure. Boy, it's been hotter than Oklahoma. they say. Well, Karen, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you. Thanks so much for the opportunity to make sure we get that word out there to as many of the nonprofits who'd like to participate. We look forward to having you.
And that is the Kiwanis Club Wreaths and More. Yeah, with big emphasis on more. And that is coming up. We'll have the news story out here. Of course, you can go to their Facebook page and get the entry form. And you'll be hearing about this in the news for the next couple of days. Thanks, Karen.
Thanks, Tom.